It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Everyone, check this out. Call in number 347-826-9095. 347. Area code 347-826-9095. MLL Radio. Laxworm Radio Experience. From youth to pros and everything in between. Major League Lacrosse, spreading the lacrosse news, spreading the lacrosse word around the lacrosse world. All right, everybody, check this out, man. NCAA Lax, NCAA Lacrosse, Final Four coming up this weekend in Philadelphia. If you're not going to be there live, you can watch it. Check your local ESPN. Go to just ESPN, and you can find all the local listings of where what times the games will be. And there's going to be a lot of games actually going on popping off this weekend. But the one I'm specifically talking about right now is the NCAA Lacrosse Final Four, the men's lacrosse Final Four. We're going to have. We have DU Denver University family members calling in today. We have Kelly Rickey, student marketing for DU, on board as well. Let's see here. Coming in right now. Go ahead, everybody. I see some people that are being shy getting on the board right now. Area code 347. This is the phone number, everybody. Area code, because if you're a DU fan, or you know what, even if you're not a DU fan, you got something to say, come and bring it. Area code 347-826-9095. You can call in and talk to the hosts on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. We're going to have Zach Miller, Danok's family calling in, certain family members calling in. Brendan Bomberry, his mom and possibly his dad, Emilian Bomberry, and Patrick Bomberry may be calling in. Trevor Baptiste's dad, Leon, is scheduled to be calling in. DU alumni, Jeremy Noble, who had a stellar career at DU, won the gold medal for World Lacrosse Championships. Everyone's calling in. So check this out. We got some miscommunications. People are calling my number. The host, everybody's calling in my number for some reason. The host calling number is 347-826-9095. Everybody, 347-826-9095. Yeah, you guys, hit up the call-in number. You guys hit up the It's a Good Day for Lacrosse hotline number. Let's see here. We're gonna cut to a commercial break, everybody. I'm gonna try to get a hold of these people that are storming my own personal phone number and not getting a hold of the number here. Interesting, huh? So I guess everybody was calling my own number for some reason. So everybody, get on board, man. Get on board. Check this out. If you heard the commercials there, that was for a Major League Lacrosse All-Star game, okay, which is popping off here. The All-Star game is going to be June 13th in Houston, Texas. You can go to MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. to find out how to get your tickets, MajorLeagueLacrosse.com, to find out how to get your tickets for the ML All-Star Game in Houston, Texas. That is going to be awesome. Anyways, Laxworm, if you're on the horn, Laxworm, give us a call at 347-826-9095. For some reason, I'm getting messages that The call-in number is giving people problems. They're texting me, giving the call-in number, the host, the guest call-in number is giving them problems. Try again, everybody, 347-826-9095, and you call in to talk with the host. That's what you do. There's different options you could click onto, and what you do is just call in. You call in to talk to the host. Let's see. Yeah, I'm getting a message. Laxworm, if you could call in 347-826-9095, or you could call in the host or whatever you need to get in. People are texting me like crazy saying that it's not letting them in. The host number is not working for them. Very, very interesting, man. You guys, this radio show is scheduled for a little bit here. Megan's probably having trouble. Katie's having trouble. Jerry Baptiste's father, his dad is. Okay, so someone's calling in now. I guess the queue for the radio show. They're in now. They're starting to pop off right now. They're starting to call in. So we're going to get right to them. But for some reason, there was a little bit of trouble going on, and then. We're going to get them on. Let's get them on. Let's see who we got in the horn right here. A little technical difficulties going on, even with my tongue right now. Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah, you see, you're trying to click over, and then they just got lost. Everyone, try calling again, man. There must be some kind of weird technical difficulty calling in, but try to get through the queue and tell them you want to talk. Tell the operator or the manual that you need to talk to the radio host. Area code is 347-826-9095. I just had a call in on my switchboard here on the air, and just automatically popped off again. So please try calling in again. 347-826-9095. Yeah, see, Trevor Baptiste, dad is for some reason, is not hitting him again for some reason. Just if you could call in again, just keep trying, man. We're going to hit to another commercial break, everybody. We're going to see maybe even Axorm himself will call in. You hear that music popping up in the background? It's crazy. Huh. Yeah, I'm getting messages from Megan as well. If you could hit it where you could talk to the radio host, okay, talk to the radio host. So you guys, it should be. Oh, here we go. Who's on the? It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer.
It's Megan. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, Megan. Hey, can you please do me a favor? Because Trevor Baptiste's dad, Leon, is having trouble as well. What's going on your end?
I don't know. Like, I just called in, and the only option it gives me was to only listen in to the radio, and then I just said hello, and I didn't happen to be able to hear me this time. So.
Oh, interesting. So it didn't give you the certain numbers to hit to talk to the host?
Nope.
Oh, interesting. Okay, weird. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Megan. I don't know. This is there's been you know throughout the many years of doing the radio show, there's been a couple of times here and there where little technical difficulties like bad reception or something like that, but not that one, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. Jerry Baptiste's dad was. I was talking to him earlier today, and he was very excited. Sarah, you know, Zach's lady. Sarah might be having trouble getting on too, but I know Katie's telling me. The marketing for DU is telling me that she's having trouble getting on too. So they're all having the same problem. This, I guess, the only thing we can encourage them to, Megan, is just keep trying in because maybe they'll let them. Maybe they'll let him come in. Let's see here.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Katie, the marketing director, is saying that she's telling me that she's being connected, but the ringing is just silent. Was it doing that for you as well?
No, it wasn't doing that. I called in and it said, please wait until you can listen in, or we're going to connect you so you can listen into the radio. And then I heard you, so I was. That's when I said hello, because I didn't know if you would be able to hear me or if I was just listening in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was getting you in the last time, and then it went again. Really messed. Yes, I don't know, man. Let's see. Okay, sorry. I just I'm sending messages and talking at the same time and everything.
That's
really
okay.
Crazy. So anyways, Megan. So introduce yourself to everybody because I know that a lot of people know who you are in the lacrosse world, and of course you're an MMA fan too, like me. But
right.
yeah, right. So action sports, you know. But You know, Zach Dinalka is his family member, and you're out here in Denver a lot, obviously more than a lot now, and you're from
right.
back home. Just I'll let you introduce yourself and just go for it.
Oh, okay. my name is Megan. I am Zach's cousin. I recently moved to the Denver area, but this week I'm back east. So I can plan with my family on going to the games this weekend.
And how far are you away? Because I know, like, your home, where your home is compared to Denver is a lot further away, but I'm glad you moved to Denver. I'm glad you did that, you know. It's been awesome knowing you and everything, so, you know, and friendship will grow and everything like that. But as far as, like, Denver to Philadelphia, a lot closer of a trip for you, huh?
Yeah, it's about 5.5 hours.
So you're going to drive it out? You and the family are driving out there? Are you going to take
a
little
short? Yeah, me and my brother, we're going to drive out Saturday morning.
Awesome, awesome. In about 5.5 hours, make it, just pretend it's like 7 hours so you can get there in plenty of time. And then,
yeah.
So how exciting, yeah, right? How excited are you that your cousin is getting ready to play? Every game that you know that Zach and every player plays is the most important game, but this game is very huge against a very tough Notre Dame team because you were there too Saturday at Sports 30 Field at Mile High watching Notre Dame and what a big time team they are, and then you've seen your cousin's team DU come back with a crazy amazing comeback from behind victory and. Just what are your thoughts about this game coming up, man? It's huge.
Yeah, the game, geez, I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be a good game. I know that. I hope Denver shows up to play, and I hope they show up early on because they really are known for, you know, having that big second half. They usually always come out to play, like, in the second half. But Notre Dame, I think, after seeing the last game, I think they're really going to have to step it up as soon as, you know, the first face-off. So.
And what do you think about watching DU at Peter Barton Stadium at the Denver University? How are those games compared to back watching Zach when he in his younger years, when he was younger back east?
I mean, it's just a whole different level of competition now. But, I mean, I feel like he still plays the same. I think everyone kind of realizes that he's a really unselfish player. And he's kind of he himself even has even said that he, you know, he's just as happy with an assist as he is, like, with a goal. So and sometimes he just racks up the assist, and some days he gets all the points, so I guess it depends on how he feels like playing.
Weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not weird. This is awesome. And then is anyone else on the horn with you right now?
No, nope. And I know my brother was going to try to call in, and then my uncle, Zach's dad, so... I don't know if they're having a hard time or not either.
Yeah, I have a feeling everybody's having trouble for some reason. Because I don't know. Yeah, you came on, then you didn't come on, then you came on, you didn't come on. Because I've seen your number. Anyways, let's see. I'm getting messages right now that they're still trying to call in, but nothing's coming up on the switchboard over here. You know, everyone also. If anybody else wants to try in, the number is 347-826-9095, 347-826-9095. So where were you sitting at Sports 30 Field at Mile High, and where are you going to be sitting in Philadelphia? Do you have your seats yet?
I'm not even sure where we're sitting yet. I have no idea.
It almost doesn't matter because you guys are going to get loud and crazy?
Yeah, I mean, wherever we are, we'll be cheering.
Very cool. You know, I have a feeling Sarah and Jeremy Noble are having trouble calling in, too, you know, with this weird technical difficulties going on.
Yeah.
Megan. So you're a big Zach Miller fan, not just because he's your cousin, not just because you love the game of lacrosse, but also because it's also part of the it's part of your blood root, so to speak, too. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So does that make you feel a little bit like extra? Does it make you feel like a little bit extra special, like when you a little bit more? How can you say like a urgency, like an honor of when you're watching your cousin play the game?
Yeah, I feel like it's just you know, a game that is like part of our heritage. So it's just crazy to see it being played on a national level and even on an international level. And it's just crazy to think that it started here, like where I'm from, where I live, where I grew up. So it's pretty wild.
Extra special touch.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah, this is everybody. I do apologize. It's a good day for the cross with JoJo Wardrummer. Huh. See, this is very interesting. I'm getting a call right now. I was getting a message right now, Megan, that that they're being told that is the incorrect number. But the number is 347-826-9095. I don't know what to say because that is the calling number. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
The number I gave you is the number you came in through, correct?
Yep.
This is weird. It's like kind of like you know how Zach Miller fakes his smooth shot against everybody, and then he brings it back. One of the best in the game at that, and then he swings it again, and sometimes he fakes it to the left, he fakes it to the right, then he squeezes in one past the goalie wherever he wants. That's what's going on. Everybody's getting like tricked right now.
Right.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay. I tell everybody saying that they're going to try a couple more times, and then what can you do? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, that's crazy, man. So Megan, you're on MLL Radio. Someone else just came on too. You mind if we get them on before we lose them, Megan?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, awesome. Stay, Megan. If you could please stay on though.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Someone just came on the horn. We're having technical difficulties, but somebody else just got through. They broke the barriers, man. Hey, is this Notre Dame? Is this like the luck of the Irish people trying to throw a crease violation on DU and MLL on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrum? We're trying to mess up with my segment here. Who's on horn with It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrum on Laxorm Radio Experience and MLL Radio?
This is Kaylee Rickert from the University of Denver.
Hey, Kaylee Rickert, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well, man. Doing well myself. So we have Zach Miller's cousin on the horn, and we're trying to get all the family members. I'm very interested to see what happened on your side. We could talk offline about this also, but I kind of want to know right now, just in case Brendan Bonberry's mom and dad are trying to call in, and Trevor Baptiste's dad is trying to call in, and Jeremy Noble, Sarah, nephew are trying to call in. So if they're listening to the show right now, I want to see what did you do to finally break through to get on the air right now. What happened?
I definitely had to call 7 or 8 times, just was going to voicemail. And so I had to keep calling, and finally I got through.
When you finally got through, did it tell you to hit the right cue to the right number, so to speak, to talk to the host?
Not at all. Nope. The first same number just kept going, ringing and going to voicemail, and then this last time I called, it instantly connected for some reason, and I got the radio entrance.
Yeah, really weird. So I guess maybe the guest call-in number, my hotline number, is for some reason have experiencing some technical difficulties for some reason.
Yeah, I would think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it happens to everybody. We're living in a technical world. You know, and I'm not a material guy. Just kidding. That was a Madonna steal. I don't know about you guys. I thought that was funny. but check this out, man. So, Kaylee, You're helping out with the marketing and everything like that. So how did you like the games this past weekend, and how forward are you looking to see DU this coming weekend?
Well, I really enjoyed the game this last weekend. I think it was such a great opportunity for Chancellor Chopp and our Student Spirit Committee to purchase so many tickets for students and to get as many people as possible to the game. And it was great to see such a turnout in our home city and in such an amazing stadium. And then the boys, just seeing them rally after so much, just made all of our job over in the marketing department so much easier, especially when we've got a team to rally behind and they rally behind the fans as well. It's easier to push everybody towards the next game. And so I think everybody's looking forward to the game this weekend. And I'll personally be flying out as a student representative for the game in Philadelphia. And I think everybody's very, very excited with watch parties, both at home and throughout the United States. I think we're going to have a great fan base this weekend.
I think so. Well, and I'm liking the way you're putting it, Katie, because can you talk a little bit more, just a little bit more about the home, like the home field advantage, so to speak, even though you're not going to be, some people that are not going to be there in Philadelphia, like about what you were just saying about home watch parties, DU alumni people, and just Denver fans in general now.
Oh, absolutely. I know that in Denver alone, right around campus, we're hosting with some of our sponsors about 5-6 different watch parties for students, alumni, faculty, and fans in general. And at all of these watch parties, we're just going to create such a fan atmosphere that we're going to make it feel like we're on the sidelines there at the game. And then I know even in Philadelphia, our alumni house is working very hard to throw a great fan experience tailgate before the game, open to all students, faculty, staff, and alumni who will be able to be in attendance. And I think it's so great that we've just created such an expectance for a fan atmosphere for every single away game and every single home game. And people have just come to expect that there's a community that rallies behind our team.
And that's true. Very true. That's a fact, and that's true. There's a little difference, everybody, but that's a fact, and that is the truth. Katie, so when DU was down, and they were taking a couple. They have a solid chin, man. Like, you know what I mean? They took one on the chin. They took another one. They took another one, and they just stood up strong, and they came back on a good rally. The war drum was hitting it hard. The DU band was hitting it. The people were going crazy. How was that experience for you right there when we were just like all going nuts? Even though we were down, we were saying, "Nah, the war drum's not down, man. Well, let's get it going." What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I was blessed to be in the front row of our student section this last Saturday, and there was not a time or a moment that the students got silent and felt that they had been let down. If anything, they were motivated more to tell our boys, you can do this, come on back, we've seen you do it before, we see you do it again. And I think the students knew how much of a difference that their presence makes for our boys. We've seen almost every single home game just such a show out. And the boys and Coach Tierney definitely have said that they, it makes a difference, and our students know that it makes a difference, and our fans know that it makes a difference, and we know they hear us. And I think that's just a mentality that's in the student section. And, I mean, I think people feel like they're the next player on the field, and they're the ones who are going to help make our team be successful. And they love to relish in the success of our team, especially when we started to come back. I couldn't hear or speak for the next day because I think everybody just lost their voice with so much excitement.
And you're starting to get it back little by little now, huh?
Little by little, and then comes Saturday again.
that's pretty awesome. I was doing some for Native American Pride. I was doing some drumming for my friends and for my boys with Albany. And then after their game, a lot of the guys and the family members were saying, we are now DU fans as well. And the family members were giving me a high five for giving the Albany respect and everything like that. And this Saturday, that day and now this coming Saturday, we got a lot of Albany fans that are going to be cheering on DU Pioneers. What do you think about that?
I think it's great when we have other teams and other programs respect our program so highly. I know a lot of other players and coaches look up to Coach Tierney, and it's great to see that other schools look up to us as well. I remember when Notre Dame came to our campus and saw our student spirit atmosphere at the tailgates and in the student section, and I just remember Coach Tierney telling me that their coach said to him, "You do it right." And I love that the coach is behind the students who are behind him. And I think it's great when we've got these other programs that have seen our success and also seen our heart and our passion, both in the team and the fans, and seen it rally so much behind to bring us up from a 7-1 deficit to go all the way. And I think that we have such a support from all the other programs that we've beaten in the past, but also ones that have beaten us. And I think we've got such a support behind us going forward, and I hope we ride that momentum to the top.
Yeah. I think we will like top as far as like even bringing that championship to the Mile High City, huh?
Oh, I think we've worked for it for years, and I think we deserve it. I think we deserve it, and I think that our boys deserve it. Coach Tierney definitely deserves it, and our fans who have put so much heart and soul behind these players and behind these boys. I think everybody who's put such a great effort in deserves a win.
This is awesome. Everybody, this is It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer on MLL Radio, Laxworm Radio Experience, from youth to pros and everything in between. And she needs to hit up her class. But we have Kaylee Rickert, student on marketing for DU. And, man, you got anything else to say, Kaylee, like when you're leaving and when you're getting there and stuff like that?
No, I mean, I'll be leaving on Friday, and I'll be getting there Friday night, so Saturday is all DU lacrosse all day long, and Memorial Day weekend, and I hope we go all the way. I'm very excited for the opportunity, and I hope the boys can hear me on the field, because I will be there, and I will be yelling my heart out.
Very, very cool. And as of right now, I'm not going to be able to make it there. I wish I could, but if I could, I will, you know what I mean?
Well, you'll be there in spirit, and that's what our boys need. I know they'll feel you cheering them on from here.
Right on. Sounds good. And you're going to have to get back to class, huh?
Unfortunately, I do.
Right on. Okay. So we're looking for you to get all crazy and good, and then that's only the beginning, right, for this coming weekend?
Oh, that is only the beginning. I can see us taking the W on Saturday and going all the way on Monday and bringing it home to Denver.
Awesome, awesome. And everybody, this is It's a Good Day for Lacrosse again with JoJo Wardrummer, and we have DU family members trying to call in, but for some reason the call-in number is giving everyone trouble. Kaylee herself had to try about 7 or 8 times. She finally broke through. The call number is, if any other DU fans want to just call in and give it a try, you could go for it, because I'm scheduled for another 23 minutes on the horn here, but I'm going to end it a lot sooner because we're just going to let you guys just rest in peace, so to speak, right? Huh? Anyways, 347-826-9095. Everyone, if you know, we had Megan, Zach's sister. Zach's cousin on board, and for some reason it wasn't letting him get to her. So maybe we could try calling her. I don't know if that's going to let us happen here. We could try calling her. This is craziness, everybody. This is really craziness.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Yep.
Please try again.
Here we go. Oh, hey everybody, man. I feel so sorry, man, because Megan just got back on the switchboard again, and it just kicked her off again. Anyways, we're experiencing high difficulties right now for some reason. But Megan, if you want to try in again, please try in again. We'll give you another try because we might be ending this real soon here. But I do apologize, everybody. Megan, are you on the hold again? Oh. She called in again. She went through again and then just kicked her off. Anyways, you guys, we're going to play some Major League Lacrosse commercials again, so you guys could get a little bit more information from the soundbite here. And then otherwise, we might be ending this radio show a little bit sooner than hopeful. We had the Bachlets from the Demerellos. We're getting ready to almost getting ready to schedule them in, but something came up with them as well. So it's a things happen, everybody. You know, but it's still always it's a good day for lacrosse. See, we had Brendan Bomberry's dad trying to call in again as well, and he got through, and then it kicked him off again. Yeah, so we'll be talking with the call in number with the company about just kind of a little bit messed up situations here. Anyways, here we go. Without further ado. Stadium, Houston, Texas, June 13th. Everyone get down to Houston, man. You got to check it out. I'm looking forward to seeing all these guys, man, like KC Powell and everyone else, man. It's going to be awesome. Anyways, you guys, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you, man. Maybe we could do this show again, and we'll fix the technical difficulties, because we also had Zach's mom, Dawn, was getting ready to call in too. She's doing a lot of stuff though with some Native youth right now, so that's more props and camping with about 80 kids and stuff like that. So shout out to Dawn for that. Reaching out to our Native youth and Grandpa's Zach's grandpa's trying to call in too, and he's having trouble as well. So it's all across the board, everybody. Whether you're here in Denver area. Whether you're up in back east, for some reason there's technical difficulties going on, and it's not everyone's problem except for just the switchboard is for some reason not connecting. Megan, thank you for calling in. We're going to try doing this again later on this week because we got to hear you guys out. So I'm going to be ending the show here in about a minute, and we'll try her again, man, because I want everyone to hear what Leon Baptiste wants to say about his son, how excited he is and how proud he is for his son Trevor and the awesome career so far that he's having with DU and NCAA lacrosse. So we're gonna be cutting this off now, and we'll get him on again, and maybe they'll all be together or something like that. Maybe we'll get him on all Saturday morning or Friday night or something like that. But we'll do it again. We'll do it right, and we'll make sure that the call-in number is going on and good. Maybe it could be some kind of simple problem down at the company's headquarters. So anyways, without further ado, you guys, it's a good day for lacrosse. Hey, don't get wrong, Harry. Don't cry, man, because it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer, and we'll get it up again, man. MLL Radio, Maximum Radio Experience. Technical difficulties happen all the time, man. You could be a multi-million dollar company. You can still have technical difficulties. You see it on big stations all the time on the TV and everything like that. So it happens, man. What can you say? What can you do? You just got to keep on rocking it. Little things in life, through big things in life, you just got to keep up your stamina. You got to keep up your health and everything like that. So this goes to everybody, okay, out there. So JoJo's hidden trick question today is: when have you not seen a technical difficulty? You let me know. Happen to anybody? Even JoJo Wardrummer is affected, huh? What do you say? Anyways, I apologize again. We'll get to you soon, and we'll send out the links, and we'll get everything straightened out next time. Much love, much respect. Everybody, let your kids play sports, and when you let them play sports, have fun with them. Winning is cool, of course, but make sure they have fun, everybody. Major League Lacrosse, spreading the word for lacrosse. Talk to y'all soon.